USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI has passed away at the age of 95. This comes a week after Pope Francis said the former pope was very sick and asked followers to pray for him. Tyler Kuehl reports.
Benedict's papacy began in 2005 following the death of John Paul II. In 2013, Benedict shocked the world by making the almost unprecedented decision to resign from his position, citing, quote, advanced age.
So for me, it was a joy to walk with you over the past few years in the light of the presence of the Lord. We lived with faith, very beautiful moments of radiant light.
Benedict's announcement marked the first time that a pope had stepped down in nearly 600 years.
Colleagues are remembering trailblazing broadcaster Barbara Walters, who died Friday at the age of 90. Her former View co-host Elizabeth Hasselbeck called Walters a valuable friend and mentor.
I'm just thankful for her. My heart is just broken.
Walters started The View in 1997 as a daytime talk show just for women after breaking the glass ceiling in broadcast news as the first woman to co-host both a morning and evening national newscast. A suspect linked to last month's fatal stabbings of four University of Idaho students is awaiting extradition in Pennsylvania. 28-year-old Brian Koberger was arrested on Friday and is being held without bond. He's facing four counts of first-degree murder. An extradition hearing is scheduled for Tuesday. All eyes in sports are on college football. Tim Berg is in Glendale, Arizona for the Fiesta Bowl.
The TCU Horned Frogs are set to play the Michigan Wolverines today in the Fiesta Bowl as the college football playoffs begin. Kickoff in Arizona set for just after 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Temperatures are expected to be in the mid-60s with partly cloudy skies at kickoff. Reporting from Glendale, Arizona, I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Then it's the Peach Bowl, number 1 Georgia, number 4 Ohio State at 8 p.m. Eastern, USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha Steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra juicy burgers, even easy to prepare ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
USA News 2022.
It's been a roller coaster year for the economy. Trying to keep inflation in check, the Federal Reserve raised its benchmark interest rate 7 times. Fed Chair Jerome Powell explained the thinking.
Our overarching focus is using our tools to bring inflation back down to our 2% goal and to keep longer-term inflation expectations well anchored.
Those hikes sent mortgage rates from around 3% to more than 7%. That, coupled with rising prices, put home buying out of the reach of many. Gas prices are back to where they were about a year ago, a nationwide average of about $3 a gallon, after spiking to more than $5 a gallon. Stocks soared and crashed. Crypto soared and crashed. President Biden and congressional Democrats ended the year passing a huge spending bill to the chagrin of Republicans like Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise.
What Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi have done the last 2 years to ram through trillions in spending, mountains of heavy regulation, it's hurting the lower income families of America.
The president begs to differ. The
economy has gone from being on the mend to on the move.
Democrats are hoping that spending authorized by last year's Build Back Better infrastructure bill will start taking hold next year. 2022 in review. I'm Richard Johnson.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
level. Just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!